Hello.
Back up.
Shoot.
Hello, Lygrove. I apologize for the rocky start to our first broadcast. Wow, hey, that's so neat, isn't it? We've been entrusted with these sacred microphones to deliver the hottest news and going-ons in our perfect little commune to you. Isn't it absolutely wonderful that our quaint, quiet little community has a nighttime radio show for all you folks to listen in on before heading back to your respectable cabins and drifting off to dreamland?
Yeah, some of our older residents may remember that this beautiful commune had a radio show, if you will, a few years ago. That ended, unfortunately.
Yep, thanks, Coop. That's enough of that.
You're gonna get us in trouble with the orderlies.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just stop. No.
All right. Sorry about the rocky start. Let's get back on track. Cooper, our sources are telling me that the breakfast routine went fairly smoothly today.
Oh, yeah. Today's breakfast went really well. For breakfast today, we were provided with scrambled eggs with mushrooms, harvested by our community service volunteer group, maple bacon dipped in orange juice and topped with cream cheese for a more experimental flavor. And as a drink, you were given the options of cranberry juice, a spinach smoothie, or melted strawberry ice cream. Obviously, the melted ice cream part isn't ideal, but Miss Carmelita claims the freezer broke last night, and she still wanted to provide us with a sweet treat. Kind of an overall odd breakfast today, but I trust the judgment of the higher-ups and the wonderful lunch lady, Carmelita. Thanks, Miss Carmelita.
On the topic of Miss Carmelita, be sure to wish her a happy birthday, as it's her 45th birthday today. It's been 22 years since she's joined us at this beautiful community, so rub your ignorant little brain cells together enough to strut up to her and give her a big, firm handshake and kiss on the cheek, as is the mandated happy birthday greeting as of a year ago when all you self-absorbed freaks forgot Janitor Ralph's birthday, and the higher-ups had to make it mandatory to acknowledge someone on their birthday. Just common decency, honestly.
Miss Carmelita has never forgotten a single resident's birthday. Please give her the same grace. 45 is a milestone for her, I'm sure.
Exactly. Miss Carmelita deserves all your kind words today, folks.
Truly a beautiful soul. Thanks, Miss Carmelita. For our first broadcast, Sif and I took it upon ourselves to take a gander around the dining hall during lunch and ask folks if they had any questions for us, or in general.
Yeah, sorry for interrupting your delicious meals, but hey, you're receiving a very personalized and top-notch radio show experience here.
Mm-hmm. Now, our first question is from Angus Televarney from Cabin C. Hey, Angus. He's asking about the upstairs washroom of the infirmary building being taped off. It reads, hello. I'm inquiring about the blocked-off washroom on the second floor of the infirmary. It's the only washroom in that building that isn't staff-only, and if I want to piss, I'd have to walk all the way to the main building, which is across the river, mind you. The staff made a serious lapse in judgment with this. It's been closed for months now, and nobody will answer when I ask what's up there that warrants the inconvenience. Well,
first of all, thanks for the question, Angus. If you remember that the washroom shut down months ago, you should also remember the announcement that a few of the higher-ups made, alongside the various temporary closures of different parts of our community, and that we couldn't drink any water that wasn't first approved by a staff member due to issues with the sewage in the pipelines.
That was a tough week. The water they gave us tasted so weird, all chalky-like.
Either way, thanks for the question, Angus, but we just can't tell you the specifics of why it's closed down. Us running this show doesn't mean we've magically been promoted and now get access to all the hot information, like shutdowns and issues with the pipeline systems in Lygrove. Hit me with the next one, Coops.
Okay, yeah. This one is from Claire Giovanni of Cabin A. She's inquiring about the odd bodily fluids. Should I even... Okay. Hey, I'm so stoked about the new radio show. It's been so long since we've had any source of entertainment, aside from, like, the regular old games in the activity cabin. Operation starts to get old after months of playing it nonstop, especially with the older folk. Anyways, so, like, I've been spitting up some weird shit, and I was wondering if anyone had similar experiences. I talked to some of the nurses, hoping to receive help, or at the very least some sympathy, but they just slapped a bottle of melatonin gummies in my hand and sent me on my way, claiming I was nothing more than delirious from sleep deprivation. I'm not, obviously. I get good rest, as much as anyone else here. I eat well, I take my vitamins, I've been taking care of myself, but a week ago, or something, I don't know, I started coughing up this black shit. I thought it might be from something I ate. The chicken we had that day was a bit burnt, and I don't know how digestive system stuff works, so I just assumed it was that. But that assumption was quickly disproven when, at about midnight, I was woken up in the middle of the night with incessant coughing. I couldn't breathe, and the only thing I could focus on was the disgusting feeling of something climbing up my throat. Felt like hair bristles, if you will, trying to claw their way out, each little bristle stabbing itself into the soft tissue of my esophagus to anchor itself, before skittering up even higher. I used to have cats as a child, Antonio and Mimi, and I never had to try to imagine what a hairball must have felt like. But now I implore you to do the same, as I'm certain that's what I went through. When it ended up coming out, its appearance held no truth to what I felt climbing its way out of my stomach just minutes before. I collapsed on my floor after standing up, preparing to wake up someone else, preparing to do anything to signal someone else that I was choking, dying, whatever. The lack of oxygen made my vision slowly fade out, small black dots obscuring my peripheral vision as everything blurred. I had my head against my bed frame after I stood up out of sheer panic. When the light started to peek through the dark spots of my temporary blindness, I could see this huge black puddle in front of me. Viscous fluid with little chunks of meat in it, like raw, bloody chunks with pieces of hair. They were easy to spot. They stood out stark against the nightmarish black that made up the vile liquid that I just secreted. It smelled like iron and ammonia. Weird combo, I know, but that just set off even more alarm bells in my head. That moss, that abomination, was inside me. I felt movement in my stomach. I've never been pregnant, never had the desire, nor did I ever meet the right person. Neither way, I would never dream of bringing a child into this world. But this feeling, this is the closest thing I could ever think to compare the feeling of late pregnancy to. It was in my stomach, but I could feel it moving, pressing against my ribs in such a horrible, indescribable way. It felt like my insides were dislodging to make room for this. The sides of my stomach warped and protruded like something was trying to break out. I could feel the same vile, bristly feeling inside of my stomach, like something was trying to... like something was trying to climb its way out, trying to pull me apart from the inside out. Some nights I lay awake, listening to the noises of the crickets, unable to do anything about the dull thumps of tearing in my stomach until that same black liquid inevitably starts to sinew down my face, drawing a stark line of black against my now even paler skin. I'm going to talk to Mr. Garner about it. I've been feeling weaker these days, and just wondering if anyone is having these similar experiences or having hallucinations because of any new meds. God, I'm sorry. It wasn't supposed to be this kind of question, I know. But anyone who's experienced anything similar, please reach out. I think it's safe to say today's questionnaire is over.
It's probably just, honestly, please do go speak to Mr. Gardner and have him give you a once-over.
Wasn't she?
Yeah.
Where were we? Oh, right. Sif, I heard
today that two rebels
filled to the brim with confidence in their blasphemous actions, namely Bertie and Gracie, tried to vandalize Cabin B with paint from the storage room of the activity cabin that sits right across from the residence cabin, right stark against the shore of the river. Now, some residents made complaints against the orderlies running the detention center, bringing up the argument that Bertie and Gracie are only 10, and that it was indeed just finger paint that could be washed off the side of the wooden cabin as easy as chalk on concrete after a rainstorm, which is a valid argument. But dear residents, you need to remember that every action the higher-ups take is to protect us, the measly residents of this peaceful facility, and that Bertie and Gracie were going against the direct rules of this community by doing something as bold as daring to paint the side of Ligro facility property. So I think putting Bertie and Gracie in the detention center for a few weeks is fair punishment for such disgraceful actions.
That's a bit harsh, though. Isn't it? They're kids, Sif. I don't think they meant to act out.
Any decision made by the staff of Lygrove should be respected without question, Cooper. And while I'm all for one's right to express themselves, you should know that we of all people should not be questioning the higher-ups' decision-making.
That's not right, Sif. They're kids.
Cooper, please don't do this.
But Gracie and Bertie have been sentenced to 3 weeks in the detention center to be conditioned, for lack of a better word, to relearn to respect the authority of their superiors, the higher-ups and orderlies. This serves as a lesson for you all, I suppose. No matter how minor it is, do not deface Lygrove property or do anything that could offend any superiors. Wrapping up breakfast, let's move on to community announcements. The nurse has asked us to let you all know she has started to refuse service to those of you who have been injured trying to explore the bounds of the community. Lots of you have begun to come forward to our ground community therapist and the nurse about being attacked or injured by the creatures that border this community. And the therapist and nurses are sick of these reports, claiming these creatures have been around for ages and have never injured anybody. These are simply attention-seeking reports that will not be tolerated. I personally believe that... never mind. We are prepared and willing to take proper action against folks who refuse to cease these frankly stupid reports. As that all of us are aware, these creatures don't have the capacity to hurt anyone, yelled Mrs. Tchaikovsky, her arms flailing in the air, as she continued to preach her stupid belief that not even one of you could be telling the truth. How?
I actually agree with Mrs. Tchaikovsky. I think we all should learn from these our fellow citizens, and instead of ramping up the stress and work for our dear staff here at Lygrove, we should keep to ourselves and let ourselves flourish in the absence of drama and lies. Better for all of us and our wonderful community. Lunch today went well, aside from some gossip. Remember, gossip is not tolerated and will land you in solitary confinement for the rest of the day. If you can't tell the staff of Lygrove what you're discussing, you shouldn't be able to tell your fellow residents either. For lunch today, Miss Carmelita provided us with sirloin steak covered in tofu-flavored gravy, a new recipe she came up with for us. As a side, she cooked up some mashed potatoes with no seasoning, just plain potatoes. I sincerely hope none of you folks thought it was a good idea to mix the gravy and potatoes. Before lunch, Miss Carmelita announced that mixing the gravy and potatoes directly could lead to unsafe circumstances. And I'm really hoping that the recent influx of patients at the infirmary are from outdoor games or something. I'd hate to think anyone here could purposely go against Miss Carmelita's rules.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I have some other news in light of some things I saw today. In the period of time between lunch and dinner, when most of you folks are heading to various evaluations or appointments, I stayed behind as I was heading to Cooper and I's now shared office to set up for tonight. I heard some clattering under the river bridge, an odd combination of what sounded like clicking gears and squeaky hinges simultaneously. Not a pleasant noise by any means.
So I warily saunter down the side of the small, steep hill. The one that you need to get past before making it to the shore of the river?
Yeah.
I took a small peek under the bridge when I was finally steady on my feet, because, you know, the rocks, and spotted two younger folks building a contraption of sorts. There were two little boys, both of which I've never seen before. Boy one was kneeling at the side of the river, fishing his hands through the fast-flowing water and the rocks that make up the riverbed to find whatever scraps or metal he could. Boy two sat on a rock almost the size of himself, holding an odd contraption made of rusted bolts and scrap metal on his lap. I didn't say anything to them. I don't even know if they saw me. But I do know that it's horribly against the rules to skip appointments or activities at Lygrove, so I had to report them.
Just to remind everyone, actions have consequences. Don't disobey the rules that are set to keep you and everybody else safe. Do you want to endanger your neighbors?
That's not in the script, Sif.
Yeah, but it's still important information.
Important to rat out children? For what? Sif, your praise all authority no matter what mindset is getting out of hand. They weren't doing anything.
Cooper, please don't.
Sif, not everyone wants to go to goddamn psychiatric evaluation every single fucking day. As much as I respect the fine community, it's fucked up for you to back up every single thing you hear.
I apologize for that, Lygrove. That was incredibly disrespectful of Cooper, and do not fret. He's being sent for more reconditioning at the detention center tomorrow.
For dinner was roast beef with mushroom sauce, with a side of grapes, and just water as a drink. After dinner was our yearly community bonfire to celebrate the end of winter. Everyone gathered around the scorching flame. The only thing you could see was the orange glow from the fire highlighting every little detail on all you guys' beautifully horrible age-addled faces. New wrinkles coming in like flowers in early spring. Even for you younglings, every bonfire we just see how much you've changed in just a year. We sadly rejected the tradition of roasting marshmallows over the fire this year due to last year's publicly unspoken health concerns that arose after an odd uptick in infirmary admissions. You weak stomach folk put our nurses through a lot that evening. Anyways, we all told jovial summer stories this year to compensate for the lack of spooky stories. Traditionally, scary stories were banned because some of the younger residents started to believe that the harmless creatures that reside in the woods would injure them due to these tales, which we just can't have.
The bonfire was probably the highlight of today, in my opinion, Sif. Like, as much as I love the experimental food from today, our lovely Miss Carmelita turning 45, or finally getting her own radio show, none of it can beat the nostalgia of sitting around a campfire with people you love, feeling the ashes blow against your face whenever someone has to add new wood to the fire, hearing people laugh with their peers. It reminds me of when I was... The summer always puts me in such a good mood. It always makes me reminisce about moments long past from my childhood. While it wasn't wholly jolly, I do miss those times of peace and serenity, where it seemed like nothing in the world could get me down.
I think we've all experienced that in our lives at one point or another, but our radio show is not the place to talk about it, Cooper.
Either way, this marks the end of tonight's broadcast, I suppose. Hug your pillows tight and your dreams tighter as you drift off tonight. I hope you all have a great night and you'll hear from us, your esteemed reporters, once more tomorrow night, and the night after that, and the night after that, and then the night after that. Better add it to your daytime calendar, folks.
See you tomorrow, Lygrove, and... sorry for the unnecessary chaos of tonight's broadcast.
This episode of Lygrove Community Radio was written and directed by Adtastic, with script edits by M.K. Bumgardner. Sif Clementine was played by Adtastic. Cooper Tillman was played by HTTPS Mike or Furwing Burrow on Instagram. All music used for this podcast was made by Robin Bird. This was the test episode of Lygrove Community Radio. This is just to give you a small taste of what's to come. I hope you enjoyed and tune in for the next broadcast.